think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, and Joseph Umar, executive director of Secure Free Society. Ernesto, a decision by the Supreme Court in Panama has now disenfranchised former President Martinelles, who was leading in all the polls for the election this year. He's extremely unhappy, so are his supporters, claiming that this annulment is either illicit or a surprise. The quotes are feverish, and he's been convicted and sentenced for corruption. However, he writes, "I believe I can still run." How that it is possible after losing his appeal, he hasn't explained. The reason I ask you about this is that I believe the Supreme Court in Brazil has disenfranchised former President Bolsonaro, perhaps others. He's the only one I know right now, maybe his wife, from running for the next election. This looks to be a model that other people can adopt, and it looks to be spreading throughout the Americas. The decision by the Brazilian Supreme Court, if it's not a model for the Panamanian Supreme Court, it might be. Is there a body in Brazil that can challenge that decision to disenfranchise a former president who, after all, lost the election very closely?
Yes, John. Technically, the Supreme Court can still revert the decision because the decision was taken by the Supreme Electoral Court, where some judges of the Supreme Court sit, but it has a different composition. So, but probably it won't happen. What I see is something that I've been talking about for a long time, which is the tendency for the left and for the progressive currents to always do the following, is to hijack and pervert good ideas and good practices. So back in the day when Lula was sentenced and was barred from running for president in 2018 because of corruption and was sentenced to 11 years in jail, this was obviously a good thing in terms of cleaning Brazil of corruption. So what the left learned is to take that instrument from the hands of people who want justice in the country and apply it to their political opponents. And I think that's what's happening now and elsewhere. So whenever you criticize the decision to disenfranchise Bolsonaro, people say, oh, but what about Lula back in 2018? So you don't want people to be disenfranchised? No, what we want is justice, right? What is needed is justice. What happens is that Lula was sentenced with abundant proof for corruption. Bolsonaro has not been sentenced for anything, for no criminal activity. The disenfranchisement comes from the allegation that he used the presidency to put in doubt the electoral process when he made a meeting with ambassadors, international ambassadors, saying that, we had doubts about the voting machines and things like that. So it's completely different to be sentenced for corruption and to be sentenced for something like that. And of course, and the worst part is the re-enfranchisement of Lula, right? So I think that's where the problem lies. It's different, totally different criteria. for an act that should be there. I mean, a country should be, justice system should be able to disenfranchise presidents, former presidents, whoever, for the correct reasons. But today in Brazil, maybe in other countries, the system has been captured. And the good idea that you need a strong judiciary to take people away from politics when they are criminals, this good idea is used for evil.
And Joseph, just quickly, a minute here. The risk in Panama, how do you measure it? Martinelli's protesting this decision, leading in the polls, and at the same time, the drought and the plunge in revenue for Panama. Is that a country that looks unstable to you? It's very important for the banking sector and not the least, the global trade center. We have less than a minute. How does it look to you?
Yeah, John, I mean, I think we've seen a bit of a blueprint for this in Guatemala, where they discounted various presidential contenders in the lead up to the election last year. And what we saw as a result of that was, one, a weakening of the kind of the democratic process inside the country, and two, a high degree of polarization. The current president of Guatemala, for example, doesn't have a lot of popular support throughout the country. So I think that could be play itself out in another country in Central America, which is Panama, where I don't know who's going to win the election, but whatever ends up happening, you might see high degrees of polarization in a country, as you mentioned, very important, become weakened.
Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, Joseph Umar, executive director of Secure Free Society. We're headed to the free city of Prospera. What is that? This is the New World Report. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.